You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to slam poetry. Arts Academy in the Woods is a fine and performing arts magnet school in Fraser in Macomb County. And this year, their poetry slam team won first place at the statewide poetry slam competition. Louder Than a Bomb, the Michigan Youth Poetry Festival, is the largest gathering of young writers in Michigan.
I had my first kiss underneath the weathered bleachers of a DPS high school.
I married my lover on the cracking steps of the Baptist church my mama raised me
in. I played hide and go seek in the rubble of abandoned architecture.
I dodged bullies on the playground just as often as bullets.
I swam in DIY kiddie pools created by broken fire hydrants.
I taught my siblings their wrong from right and how to read and write.
I lived a life. Welcome to my projects, where our crowns are crooked
and our tiaras are bent,
where safety and fathers were not always present, but love was. Welcome to the Hood Dictionary, where we must consistently redefine royalty.
That was Sierra Dozier, along with Rebecca Kahn, James Scarborough, and Kyle Starks, all members of the Arts Academy in the Woods Slam Team. And I'm joined now by two of the students, Sierra and James, and their slam poetry coach and creative writing teacher, Craig Campbell. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Great
having
to be
us.
Here.
Let's start just to get an understanding, Craig. Tell us a little more about Arts Academy in the Woods and its students.
It's a magnet school in Macomb. It serves lots of different kind of artists. There's dancers. Sierra's a dancer as well, right? And vocalists. James is also a vocalist, visual artist. And just we have a focus on the arts. We have, you know, great literacy scores. And what's incredible as a teacher is that there's so much talent. And we have biweekly assemblies, and you get to see these kids perform. And it inspires you as a teacher. You want to do your best because they're all good at something.
All right. So you have a team. How many on the team?
There's 8 competing poets on the team.
And you brought some heavy hitters
today.
And how many teams did they beat out to win the statewide competition?
There was 20 teams down there. I think there were 14 competing teams this year.
That had to be a really proud moment for everybody to wind
Absolutely.
Up becoming best.
It was our third year, and Sierra's been with me every year. It's her senior year, and we were delighted to get the win in her last year at Arts Academy.
So how diverse is the student body, James, as a student? Give me your perspective.
It's super diverse. You have a bunch of different personality types, different races, different upbringings, and it's kind of a learning experience, so you can see how different people respond to different things and try to, you know, vibe with them and try to understand them more.
What has that exposure to diversity meant for your singing, for your poetry writing?
It's broadened my horizons a lot. When you see a bunch of different personalities and a bunch of different mindsets, you kind of have to expand yours. There's really nothing else you can do. Your mind becomes more open.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm a 10th grader.
So you're 10th grader. So you've still got a couple more years to really get in there. And what about you, Sierra?
I am in the 12th grade, so okay. 4 years at Arts Academy.
And why did you join the Poetry Slam team?
Well, I wrote my first slam poem in the 10th grade. So freshman year, I was taking choir because I thought I could sing, but I really couldn't. So then I started writing in creative writing. I wrote my first slam poem, and then that was just a little competition. It wasn't really like we weren't going a lot on the bomb then, but then Mr. Campbell came. He like, okay, so I'm taking the 10 first place poets of that competition a lot on the bomb. And that's when it all started.
How about you? When did you write your first slam poem?
Probably this year, to be honest. I've always, like, wrote poetry, but not slam poetry.
And so for those of us who don't know the difference, explain that for us.
Slam poetry is more of you have, like, a central idea and you kind of, like, expound on it, try to, like, get a point across. But certain poetry, there's, like, really no limits to it. You could basically write about anything and you kind of just, like, use, like, a bunch of figurative language.
All right, James, well, you wrote the winning group piece. Tell us, what's the title? What's it about?
The poem's called Welcome to the Projects, and it's basically about, like, a small piece of the Black experience for some people. And I wrote it because, you know, going to a diverse school, there's many different diverse backgrounds. So basically, it was kind of me, like, teaching the audience about what I went through and stuff about me so they could relate to me as I try to relate to them.
All right, let's take a listen.
Y'all said we were black kings, but royalty ain't never had to beg for its next meal.
Y'all convinced me that I catered to some form of magic that only black men and women hold at their fingertips.
But where the hell is it?
No fairy godmother is fluttering her iridescent wings and reviving my 7 mile homies.
No wizard is waving his wand in a sophisticated pattern to fix y'all outdated mindsets.
The only real magic is my family, disappearing off these streets like the tax forms and emails of crooked politicians.
Welcome to the projects.
Here you won't find princes or emperors, but you see thugs and wannabe gangsters in eerie abundance.
We can't afford princesses or queens, so we rely on the backbones of baby mamas and single mothers.
We put them on pedestals, adorn them in scented rose petals, and wrap their bones in warmth.
You won't find your sheltered suburban two-parent household.
You'll find struggle, sisters with nothing but a part-time job, a dream, and a cesspool of odds stacked like bricks against them.
You'll discover R&B girls and hip-hop boys singing and rapping for their lives, earning their way out.
Mixtape after mixtape, harmony after harmony.
You won't see none of that unseasoned chicken, sugarless oatmeal or green bean casserole. We got southern cooking, cornbread, baked mac and cheese, spicy kind of lives.
We got passerbys, white teens flexing Jags and Royces, blasting black rappers from their radios, screaming racial slurs from the comfort of their tinted windows.
We surrounded by chaos,
locked in a never-ending battle with bloodthirsty creatures.
Craig, speaking as their creative writing teacher and as their coach, what does this team and their win in the statewide competition, what does it tell us about the power of poetry?
The beauty of it is, you know, they get to express themselves, but they're empowered, they feel good about themselves, and they make friends down there, lifelong friends sometimes. And on our way over here, you guys ran into somebody from Louder Than a Bomb, and it was like, you know, they'd all been through this experience together.
Did you guys, either one of you, James or Sierra, did you know you could write poetry until kind of getting pulled into this? I know you said you'd been doing some poetry.
Well, I never really knew what slam poetry was. So I could write poetry. I wrote page poems all the time. But, like, I didn't know I could write slam poetry until we watched the film Louder Than a Bomb. It's on Netflix. And we watched that, and I was like, oh, I think I can do that. So that's when I, like, tried it, and it actually didn't turn out that bad. It was basically, like, slam poetry or spoken word is basically just, like, talking, but sometimes it rhymes.
And there's collaboration. There's a team, so it's not just a person doing their own thing. What did you learn about this idea of, okay, there's a bunch of us, and we want to work together as one?
You just have to really humble yourself, like, you don't go into the practices or the meetings thinking, oh, I'm the best poet on this team, I don't need practice, because we all have things we could work on. We all have performance things that we could fix. So you kind of like help each other and you help yourselves. So the cockiness is like, you got to get rid of it.
Check that ego back at the door before you walk in there. Well, congratulations to Sierra Dozier and James Scarborough and their coach and teacher, Craig Campbell, and other members of the Arts Academy in the Woods Poetry Slam team, Rebecca Kahn and Kyle Starks, winning first place at the recent statewide Poetry Slam competition at Louder Than a Bomb, the Michigan Youth Poetry Festival. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.